10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Monday morning, starting a new week of work, and maybe you have someone in your family who's about to start a new career in work. And joining us today to talk about jobs and filling those jobs and making your young person in your family a little better suited towards getting a job is Adam Dintz. He's from Stillwater. He has a brand new book out called Hopeful to Hired. And Adam, good morning and welcome to Club 1220.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hopeful to Hired. How did this book come about?
You know, I've always wanted to write a book. It's been in my heart for a long time. And another thing that's in my heart are college students. I've spent the past 5 years mentoring quite a few of them. And, you know, one of the big gaps that I've seen, you know, is the training that, you know, students get while they're in school. They learn the hard skills. They learn their profession in a sense that when they get out, they're eligible for an entry-level job because they've learned in school the basics of what they need to know to get that job. But there's a whole reality that students aren't aware of how competitive the job market is, not just for entry-level jobs, but for internships. And so I wanted to write the book as sort of a perspective of me being a hiring manager now and also as a mentor who's mentored college students and sees the gap between, you know, what students come out of college prepared to do and what the reality of the job market is.
Well, the reality here, too, is that the people are looking to hire right now. I see help wanted signs out. Of course, they may not be exactly what a college student wants, but we're also hearing of a certain looseness in the labor market, which means people are more excited to move on to new careers. They feel it's a good time for them to move on. There's not that fear that they had maybe over the past few years. So this is a time for optimism for people looking to enter the job market.
You know what? It sure is. In fact, 2016 has been great for college students who are getting ready to graduate and enter into the job market, way better than 2015 was for sure. And, you know, but the one challenge that's out there, though, that we've seen a lot of is that, you know, for so long, unemployment was high and, you know, experienced people who, you know, were unemployed who couldn't find jobs, and so now they're applying for a lot of these entry-level jobs that college students are hoping to get. And so while there are more jobs out there for college students, the competitive environment is just as tough. And so you know, college students really need to, while they're in school, prepare themselves to be ready for this level of competition and to be able to stand out and to be able to have hiring managers, recruiters, you know, think of these students at top of mind when looking to fill roles.
The book is called Hopeful to Hired. Adam Dintz is with us, and Adam is launching the book tonight at the College of St. Catharines in St. Paul. And this weekend you have a book signing event at Valley Booksellers in Stillwater.
Actually, the event is going to be on Black Friday.
Oh, well, that's a week from Friday.
Yes, a week from Friday. Okay. So it'll be on Black Friday at 2 p.m. And so you can come down and support Valley Bookseller. They're a fantastic business. I'm sure you all have been there. It's such an awesome bookstore. And so we'll be doing a signing, and it's great coffee and food and conversation. So, yes, it'll be a fantastic event.
Now, Adam and his wife live here in Stillwater, but you mentioned early in the book that you're not from this area, and you had to, like many people, take a chance and move away from your home to find a job.
Yeah, my path in life was, I don't know if it's not traditional, but it definitely didn't follow the advice in the book, you know, and I learned so much through living life, and this is part of what's in the book. You know, everything turned out fine for me, right? I mean, the pieces fell into place, but you know, I didn't really get started in the career that I'm in now until I was 30, 31 years old. And I got very fortunate. I was in the right place at the right time. But, you know, many of the college students whom I've mentored, you know, they've been much more purposeful about their career. And they followed the advice that I've given in the book, because basically it's my mentorship and you know, between two covers. And so they've done really well. I've got one of the students who'll be speaking tonight at St. Kate's at the book launch. She's 24 years old. She's already worked at Nordstrom's in Seattle. She's worked at a couple of the major ad agencies here in Minneapolis. And she works for a fantastic sales company now. And she's, you know, she's almost making as much money as I am, and she's 24. And I just admire these students and these college students who are, you know, just so passionate about what they want to do. And you know, I was passionate about what I wanted to do too. When I left home and when I started to go through the military, I kind of had a vision for it. I just didn't know how to get there. And so, yeah, definitely not a traditional route, but things worked out.
For people of your age and my age, the job hunt has changed so much.
Yes.
Because you used to go resume in hand, schlep it from door to door, knock on doors, make the phone calls. But I'll tell you, it's tough right now because employers don't return phone calls. They don't return email messages. You have to get in the door somehow. And what kind of recommendations, advice are you giving the students that you're mentoring about making that first impression?
That's a really great question. I think one of the biggest mistakes that college students make, and it's understandable because they're, you know, when students are in school, they're thinking about graduation, and that's the finish line, right? And I just got to get to that finish line. And what students oftentimes don't realize is that the finish line is just graduating is just the first step in finding the career, or finding that first job they want out of college. And so what I recommend to students, hey, when you're a junior, when you're a sophomore, when you figure out what it is you want to do, start getting in front of hiring managers. Use LinkedIn. Go to networking events. Whatever it takes to get to meet people who are working at the place that you want to work in the future, start building those relationships now. So when you're getting ready to graduate, it's not a cold open, right? You're not just reaching out to them out of the middle of nowhere saying, hey, you know what? I really want to work for you or work at your business. Can we set some time to talk? Because at that point, it's too late. You want something. Whereas if you start earlier and you build those relationships earlier on, it becomes a much more natural conversation later. And employers may even be thinking about those students before they're graduating when they're like, hey, I have a job open. And I remember Bob. I met Bob, who's graduating from the University of Minnesota. Maybe I'll ask him if he's interested in this role.
We're talking with Adam S. Dintz. The book is called Hopeful to Hired. Book launch officially tonight and then a week from Friday. Adam will be at Valley Booksellers in Stillwater, and you have the book already placed at other bookstores.
Yeah, so it's available. If you go to my website, hopefultohire.com, there's a buy now button. And so you can buy it directly from Seattle Bookseller. It's also on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. You can find it in a lot of different places.
You had a lot of help in putting this book together.
Yes, I call this book a crowdsourced effort. So, you know, I wrote a majority of the book, but I also wanted other perspectives to be included as well. And so I invited some executives who I've gotten to know, over the course of my career, and asked them essentially, you know, what advice would you give to college students who are starting to think about career? And then I also asked quite a few people who are sort of new out of college, a couple years out, and to get their perspective, being that they're so new. And I think it really adds a lot to the book. It sort of rounds it out and adds some additional perspective I think it really needed.
Are the hiring managers, the human resources people you consulted with, are they pretty free with their advice? Are they willing to offer someone like you some of the tips that you write about in this book?
Yeah, you know, I think at the end of the day, there are a lot of people out there who want to pay it forward and give back, which is one of the primary reason I wrote the book. I wanted, you know, I can't mentor everybody that asks me, hey, Adam, would you work with me? So this is kind of my way of scaling it, right? And I think a lot of people feel that way. We wouldn't be here today if it weren't for other people who believed in us who took time to invest in us. And so, yeah, not everybody will, but I think for anybody who's interested in more information, if, you know, if you ask around, you're going to find people who love talking about what they do and will be willing to share any advice that they may have.
Now, one of the people who helped you in your life was your father, Bert, who
Yes.
was a teacher from New York State, I believe it was. It is. How did he help you, and what are you doing to kind of pay it forward yourself for what you have gained over the years?
You know, my dad, he was a single dad. He raised me by himself, and I learned so much from him just by watching him. And after my dad passed away in 2005, I learned more about him than maybe I knew before he passed. And I talking to his piano students and the students who worked with him and the people who played with him in bands. He was a jazz pianist. And what I learned was that he wasn't just a teacher. He wasn't just a musician. He was a mentor. He was a brother. He was a father to so many kids who looked up to him and they loved him. And when I heard those stories, I said, you know what? I want to be like my dad. I want to be just like my dad, and I've been looking for a way to honor him, and I've tried to through my life, you know, be a living example and try to replicate some of the goodness that he left behind on this earth. But I'm proud to announce that I'm finally able to do something and sort of to complement the book launch going live today. We're unveiling the Burt Dentz Memorial Hopeful to Hired Scholarship, where if you go to hopefultohired.com and you've got college students who are enrolled in school and they need a little financial assistance, they should check it out and apply. And so applications open today. They close in March, and the award will be given out in August. It'll be a minimum of a $500 scholarship, but we're hoping to have at least $1,000 to give away. So I'm seeding $500 of my own money in, and then 10% of all book sales in person and 5% of all online book sales will go towards the scholarship.
HopefulToHired.com is where you'll find information about the scholarship and also about the book, Hopeful to Hired, How to Score the Job You Want Straight Out of College. And that certainly sets the parameters of the people that you want to reach, those families who have students right now in college. And as I said at the start of this interview, it's now's a good time to get started because the jobs are out there, and we're hearing from a lot of employers saying, I have jobs to fill, I just can't find the people with the qualifications.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that we'll continue to see that in the marketplace because there are such specific needs for specific skill sets, right? And so, you know, that's something else that I think goes overlooked in college. You know, if you look at advertising, for example, right? Most of the professors who are in school are still teaching traditional advertising and marketing, not digital advertising and marketing, which is really booming these days. And so I think students can really help themselves before they graduate by going out and talking to hiring managers and saying, what skill sets do you need to fill these roles? And how can I best prepare to do that? And, you know, a lot of times hiring managers or someone who works, even if they're not a hiring manager, they're just somebody that does the job that you want to do, will take the time and help direct you to resources where you can learn these skills that you may not be learning in college.
Adam Dentz of Stillwater. The book is called Hopeful to Hired, How to Score the Job You Want Straight Out of College. Adam, best of luck with the book and the book launch tonight at the University of St. Catharines. And then we'll probably see you a week from Friday over at Valley Booksellers in Stillwater.
I can't wait. Thank you so much for having me.
Adam Dentz joining us on Club 1220 KLBB, and we'll have Subway Trivia coming up.